Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there are many types of management styles. Everyone develops their own management style. They find what works for them, and they go with it. But let me ask you, are you running your business like MacGyver? Well, of course, that brings up the question is, who is MacGyver? And I'm sure most people will know MacGyver was a TV series and is a TV series, but I actually prefer the original series rather than the updated version. And MacGyver was a program that took everyone by storm. It was so interesting because it was what people hadn't seen before. Here you have a guy who is a genius, who works with Pete Thornton from the Phoenix Foundation, and he doesn't carry a gun. He doesn't like guns. He doesn't carry a weapon. What he carries is a Swiss Army knife and a roll of duct tape. That's his style. And what he does is, when he has a problem or a situation, and of course you can't have a TV program unless there is a situation or a crisis, he looks around and he sees what's available to him. And he uses his brain to actually work out of the problem. And of course, he always does successfully, and it's interesting. And he comes up with these unique solutions to problems that you've never seen before if you're looking at the original series or haven't seen it before. And you go, wow, that's really great. But you know, as a business person, you have to be like MacGyver. If you just get up in the morning and you just do the same that everybody does, if you're not looking around, seeing what you have available to you, and I know you may not be carrying a Swiss Army knife and a roll of duct tape, but you have so many tools at your disposal. You have so many things that you can do. All you have to do is open up your mind. If you have an employee problem, what does that mean? Why do you have a problem? How are you going to solve it? If you have a sales problem, how are you going to solve it? If you need to create a better shipping department, what are you going to do? You're going to open your mind up and think about it? And that's what most people and many business people don't do. They don't open their mind up. All they do is do the same thing they did day after day after day. So if you want to be successful in business, if you want to make significant money, if you want to just wow the business community about how you are such a great business person, think like MacGyver. Think about the possibility. Identify the problem. Understand what the problem is. And then look around and say, how am I going to solve that problem? Don't whine that you have a problem. Be grateful that you have a problem. Because if you don't have a problem, you're not doing enough business. Now, the other side of that is, when people say all the time, I do nothing but put fires out, that's not what we're talking about. That's a business that's not run well. That's a business that's not training their employees or their coworkers. That's a business that really isn't in control. We're talking about taking everyday problems in business, and we're talking about using unique, thoughtful situations that are going to solve that problem and make us incredibly successful. Profit is yours. The business world is yours. Just open up your mind. Think it through. Never give up. Never surrender. Know that you have got the problem resolved, and you are going to run one of the most incredible businesses because you think like no one else, because you open your mind up, because you are able to think, because you're not just doing the same mundane things every single day. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.